Fine. So the question was asked, how should one learn Tanakh, assuming that one has started numerous times and not really kept up? So the first piece of advice when it comes to learning Tanakh is skip Yoshua.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the first piece of advice. Most people who start Tanakh don't continue, and in my humble opinion, the reason is they start with Yoshua. So even though Yoshua is the most important book in Tanakh after the Torah, nonetheless, if you want to succeed in covering the rest of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, skip Yoshua. Go straight to Shoftim. Shoftim is far more interesting. Right away, you're in stories, you're not dealing with maps, you're not dealing with names of kings. The second piece of advice is that you should divide up your learning, where your first goal in learning Tanakh is to cover the Nevi'im and Ksuvim.
Cover ground.
I recommend you take a Hebrew English Tanakh and just read the English. If you're very familiar with Hebrew, so then still read the English. And if you're less familiar with Hebrew, so for sure you should read the English. Run through it. You know, I told a lot of guys this idea when they came to Machon Meir. And then in a period of approximately 4 or 5 months, people can finish all of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. You take a good art scroll translation, and you'll finish it. And then when you come back to Tanakh, you're approaching a book which you have a picture of. You know what's going on here. The next thing to do, in my humble opinion, is to do it again. Reread the English. The only issue is that most people don't have patience to do that. Most people... What?
Interlinear. Word under word.
I wouldn't do that. No. I would take the English because your goal is to cover ground. You have to discern whenever you approach learning. There are two types of learning. There's gaining skills and there's gaining information. My goal here is that you gain the information. I don't need you to gain your Hebrew skills through Tanakh. I need you to cover the ground and know the stories of Tanakh. So take the English Tanakh, read through it. Don't take those very, very interesting Yalkut Me'amloes and read all the beautiful Midrashim and end up covering two Prakim in your whole lifetime. No. Cover all of Tanakh. Read it in English. Run through it once. If you're very disciplined, run through it a second time. If you see you need something enticing, so then the second time around, if you can't do it that way, then I recommend covering two Prakim a day. And those two prakim, I recommend doing with a chavrusa, because when you have a chavrusa, then that ensures that you actually do it, that you stay consistent. And those two prakim, again, I would recommend do Navi English. And there you could start seeing a little bit more, do I really understand some of the Hebrew? But again, my focus would be to read the Hebrew, read the English, and cover ground. So you'll learn 35, 40 minutes a day, cover two prakim, pshat. You did that.
You're saying this is the third
time. This is the second time. I'm saying if you have the stamina, then that'll be your third time. After you did that, you start going into the Navi. And then it depends on your level. If you're at a level where you could read the Hebrew with the Mitsuda, so then do that. Rashi and Tanakh is very important. And again, if you'd started Navi from Shoftim, then by the time you finish Nevi'im, you don't even have to finish Ksuvim. You'll have the patience to fill in that gap of Sefer Yoshua. The issue is, most people start with Yoshua and then they don't get anywhere. But if you started with Shoftim, so you'll do Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, and then either you'll stick in Yoshua, or after Yishai, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, you stick in Yoshua after the end of Nevi'im.
Why especially there?
Like well, because between Melachim and Yishai, you're switching from stories to prophecies of rebuke. So it's a natural place to fill in the Sefer Yoshua that you missed.
So,
yeah.
Just quick bus schedule. There's 10:20, 11:20, and 12:20.
The third time, I say for Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, you could do Rashi. Once you hit Yeshaya, you can't do Rashi. Because there are too many words that you don't understand that Rashi doesn't help you with. And Rashi is very lengthy on Midrashim, which is nice and interesting and important, but at this stage of the game, you need Pshat. So Mitzudah, here at the bottom, you have Mitzudah David, Mitzudah Tzion. Work with the Mitzudah David, which explains the Pasuk, and when you want to know specific words, you look at the Mitzudah Tzion. You see what those words mean. Yes. So that's the greatest work, probably, on Tanakh, the Mitzudah. Because that's a work which you can really You can really understand what you're doing. Listening to shiurim on iPod is a very, very good thing. We have a lot of people who follow our Tanakh classes online, and they cover a lot of ground that way. Nothing beats sitting down and learning the Sefer. But you will get the information. I'm saying if you could hear the stories, we have quick series of Tanakh. You could hear the stories and cover the ground. So at least you'll have that. You'll have the stories, the information. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. When doable. Ms. Seder. Yes. On this point, there's something else.